I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We've been talking this week about hate crimes. Yesterday, we heard a story about a community in St. Louis looking for answers to why their Jewish cemetery was vandalized. Today, a murder in Tulsa, Oklahoma, last August. It's being prosecuted as a hate crime, but it's not clear to the family that the designation makes much of a difference. The World's Daniel Gross tells that story.
Haifa Jabara moved her family to Tulsa to escape a civil war. The Jabara family is Christian, and during the 1980s, their home country of Lebanon was a dangerous place.
We were always scared. The kids go to school, we don't know if they're gonna come back or not.
Haifa's daughter Vicky says that after the move, she and her brothers had typical American childhoods. They understood Arabic, but spoke English.
When you move to Tulsa in the 80s as a foreigner, you know, your goal is to assimilate.
Vicky says her light skin helped her fit in. But her brother Khalid had darker skin and a foreign-sounding name. Khalid was a computer whiz. He loved wordplay in Arabic and English, and he loved basketball.
He kind of was a hustler. You know, he would be like, oh yeah, you want me to play on your team? Okay. And then he would beat them all with his skills, and he just thought that was really funny.
After the siblings grew up and moved out, Khalid came back to care for his sick father. Sometimes he'd visit the next-door neighbor, an elderly man who liked computers too. Then, a few years ago, a man named Stanley Majors moved in with the neighbor. After living together as a couple, the two men got married, and life for the Jabaras started to change.
It feels hurtful that we escaped, you know, a country of violence, a civil war, to seek safety. And then, you know, 30 years later, it ended in violence.
Haifa says the new neighbor, Majors, yelled racial slurs. She says Majors even started calling her.
You would just call your house?
Yes, call me on my cell phone. How did he know on my cell phone? I don't know. Say dirty words. He come take pictures of everybody that come to my house.
Haifa took out a protective order against Majors, but the harassment escalated. In 2015, Majors ran Haifa down with his car, and she was rushed to the hospital with a head injury and broken bones. Local police arrested Majors and charged him with a hit and run. According to the Jabaras, the district attorney said he was not eligible for bail. But then, after 8 months, Majors got out on bond. When Haifa found out, she was so terrified, she started looking for a new house. Her husband uses a wheelchair, so the search took time. A couple months later, Haifa was out running errands when Khalid called from home. It was August 12th, 2016.
He said, "Don't come home." I said, "Why?" He said, "But I just learned that this crazy guy has a gun." He felt really upset and scared. I said, "What? So what? If he has a gun, you mean he's gonna kill you or something? Kill me?"
When Khalid called the police, they came. But they told him that they could not enter the neighbor's house without a warrant. So they left. Khalid and his mom spoke on the phone one more time.
I heard everything. I was on the phone. All the time I was with my son. And my son was screaming and yelling, "Help, help!" And I was not there to help him. I went crazy.
8 minutes after the police left, prosecutors say Stanley Majors shot Khalid Jabara 3 times on the porch. He lay on the floor bleeding while his father called 911. Doctors pronounced him dead at the hospital. Officer Jeannie McKenzie is a spokesperson for the Tulsa County Police. Even though Majors had committed a violent offense and had a history of harassing the Jabara family, McKenzie said repeatedly that there was nothing the police could do.
You know, we as police officers, we're bound by the law. There are certain things that we can and can't do. And in this situation, there was nothing we could do to prevent this incident occurring. Officers went out for the original call. They spoke with all parties or one party involved, but the other party refused to voluntarily speak with officers. And at that point, without a crime being committed, there was nothing we could do.
Vicky and her mom, Haifa, believed the police failed when they left without confronting Stanley Majors.
If it was an Arab or a black man that had a gun, I bet you anything.
They will go in.
They'll go in.
They've lost faith in the law.
America is great. We love America. But the justice system failed us. That's all.
Stanley Majors goes on trial in August. In addition to first-degree murder, he has been charged with a hate crime. That means prosecutors will try to prove that Majors harbors bias and that bias motivated the murder. In interviews with the police, Majors said the Jabaras were filthy Lebanese who, quote, throw gay people off the roof. He seemed to be referring to a graphic video released by ISIS. Tulsa's district attorney's office didn't want to comment on the details of the case. Neither did Rob Nye, the Tulsa County public defender, who will represent Majors. But I did ask Nye whether hate crime laws actually prevent hate crimes. He said no. Hate crimes are misdemeanors in Oklahoma. They don't lead to serious sentences on their own. Do you see any patterns in terms of acts of discrimination, acts of hate over the years? Have they gone up? Have they gone down?
It seems as though they've gone up. We are more divisive than we used to be. We're less tolerant than we used to be. And that's tremendously unfortunate.
Nye thinks hate crimes should be felonies. But he also believes that victims and the media should be cautious not to jump to conclusions. During our interview, Haifa Jabara called her son's murder a hate crime. But she wasn't sure why that distinction is so important.
What's the difference, hate crime and a crime?
It's true that a hate crime conviction would not have a big impact on the sentence. It's the murder conviction that really counts. But hate crimes can have an impact on the national level because they're visible. Activists count them. Hate crimes are easier to rally around than crimes that are seen as isolated events. I asked the Jabaras what they hope will happen in the coming months.
Just to have a fair trial, fair justice. We want justice. That's all.
Like what, justice? Like he's in jail forever or death penalty?
Of course. I mean, we would like to have death penalty, but it's maybe to stay in jail forever is better for him to suffer.
So also so he can't hurt others.
Vicky Jabara says her young daughter is starting to understand what happened to her uncle Khalid.
But I haven't talked to her about how violent he died.
So violently. How did it must have hurt? And it must have... What was he thinking? I mean, he was probably thinking, what did I do?
Vicky's daughter attends a Jewish day school in Tulsa. The school plans to open a library of tolerance in Khalid Jabara's name. Vicky says she takes heart from one of the school's daily mantras. Peace begins with me. For The World, Daniel Gross, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're partnering with ProPublica on a project called Documenting Hate. If you've experienced or witnessed what you think is a hate crime, you can share that story with us at PRI.org.